And we have a Newport story to talk about here from visiting nurse home and hospice. We have Pat Aruda and Betty Karras. Nice to see both of you.
Morning. Nice to see you.
How are you? Well, we should know about visiting nurse home and hospice. You certainly have been around for long enough, so tell us, and it's a very, very special time to be talking about it. Tell us about it.
It is. We are really a Newport story.
Yeah.
We started in 1950 over on Clark Street. We came as tenants of Child and Family when they were over there, and we started with about six nurses, and we went around to... It was a much more densely populated town at that time, and we really were started really strictly in Newport. We were the Newport Public Health Association.
Oh, is that right?
Back then,
yeah.
Yes. Yes, I'm sure some people probably remember that.
Probably do.
Yeah. We've had different names over the years. We were most recently visiting nurse services of Newport and Bristol counties. But we really are... Territory really goes all the way up to Providence these days, with a majority, maybe half or more of our work still on the island. Absolutely. We did over 10,000, I think actually 14,000 visits to different homes here on just on Aquidneck Island last year.
Wow.
Yes, 41,000. See, there's my mixing it up. 41,837, if we want to get technical. Doors were knocked on by our nurses and our physical therapists and our hospice chaplains and our maternal child health pediatric nurses. And so a real breadth of services that we've been providing as a nonprofit since we were started. We were independent still. We are not part of a large health system, so we're really not beholden to anyone. But then it's also we survive on our own, and we make all of it happen and all of it work within our own walls. And we've recently moved from a building we were in Portsmouth for almost 30 years, and we were going to be moving into a space at the corner of Forest Avenue and East Main Road.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Excellent. When does that take place?
We're getting it right now. We're doing it right now.
We're in the process.
It's been a big month of change for us to be out of a building you've been in for so long. But we're excited to get even closer to where we started in Newport. And we really have so much to offer and work very much behind the scenes in our hospitals, with our local physicians, and in the local nursing homes. You'll find us kind of coming in and out at all hours of the day and night. We really are open 24 hours a day, and particularly, we'll talk about hospice in a minute, hospice goes 24 hours a day.
24 hours a day.
Absolutely.
At what point did hospice become a major part of the service, or has it always been?
Not in our beginning. Well, I guess as a name, the hospice movement was really in the 50s and 60s in England as a way to look at people's lives and bring that dignity.
In the dying process, yeah.
Absolutely. And we started, I believe, in 91. We were certified for hospice. We first started doing hospice because when Medicare really named it, we always were there at people's bedsides when they passed. That's nothing new for us.
You've always offered an end of life.
Yes.
Aspect
yes.
to your care.
Especially, when people want to pass away at home or really in a nursing home, we have a whole program of that that is funded by Medicare. Even if you're on a Medicare managed care plan, you would switch to regular Medicare automatically.
Mm-hmm.
And I should dive right into, it's really in the news right now. Jimmy Carter has been on hospice for a year.
Yes.
As Rosalind was as well.
Right.
Rosalind came onto hospice after Jimmy, but passed before him.
So it isn't necessarily something with a finite amount of time. Sometimes it doesn't turn out that way. It's like, hey, I'm still here. Sure.
Absolutely.
But the awareness and the need for it, as you say, and the attention has become really more and more noticeable over the past couple of decades. Mm-hmm. So what is it that most of your patients, clients are calling you and bringing you in for these days?
Well, let me start with, there are a lot of misconceptions out there, mm-hmm. a lot of myths and misconceptions about hospice care. A lot of people think that hospice care means that you're going to die tomorrow. A lot of people think that hospice care hastens death, which it does not. Hospice care is for patients who have advanced illnesses that there is no cure for, and you know they've gone back and forth to the hospitals, back and forth to the doctors. They've had treatments, and mm-hmm. and they basically want to focus on quality of life now. They don't, you know, they either want to just be home with their families and pass naturally at home, or they're in nursing homes. Or also we also have some patients that we do what we call general inpatient hospice at the hospital and in nursing homes. So basically patients are, you know, they're tired of going back and forth to the doctor and basically just want to focus on their quality of life and their comfort at home. And that is what we do.
As you point out with the example of Jimmy Carter, sometimes it turns out that way. Sometimes mm-hmm. it doesn't. Mm-hmm. Is it the type of thing, and has this changed at all, where the idea of having you come in and care for us mm-hmm. or for our loved one, we hope it's not us, for our loved one is going to be something that has that focus changed at all? I mean, is it the type of a thing where we might look to you for certain specific things now? Has the scope of what you do changed?
I don't think that the focus of what we do has changed. I think that people are more aware now of what the focus is of hospice care. Mm. The focus of hospice care is to provide emotional support, comfort, and physical support for the patient. The physical support for the patient, that's the only physical support is towards the patient, but the sure. emotional support, the comfort, that also goes towards the family as well. So we're focusing on the patient's quality of life in whatever time they have left, whether that be a few days, a few weeks, 6 months is, you know, more than 6 months, yeah. however, you know, however long, as of long course. As they still meet those qualifying criteria for yeah. hospice care, you know, we still continue to follow them.
Sure.
We have, you know, nurses that go in and take care of the physical health of the patient and the comfort, and they work directly with either the patient's primary care physician or our hospice medical directors to make sure that we have, you know, the comfort in the home for the patient. Sure. And that changes a lot. It can be change on day to day what their needs are.
I guess that's what I was trying to say. I was trying to find another word other than control, because in the end, we just don't know when the end is going to come.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it takes away from the idea of the bedside vigil.
Right.
And you're there endlessly, just, you know, and you certainly don't want to be in a position where you are thinking or trying to think about a particular outcome, or, you know, you're wondering when it's going to be. And look, your mind can do some terrible things to you.
Absolutely.
And all of that. This enables the family members, as you point out, to have more of a say and to mm-hmm. to manage things mm-hmm. a little bit.
Absolutely.
Can you say that?
Yes, absolutely. So the focus is on what the patient wants. The focus is also on helping the families. We're teachers, basically. So we go in and we teach the families how to care for this patient in their home right up until the end of life.
Hmm.
How to manage symptoms. You know, we have chaplains that are available. We have two full-time chaplains and a per diem chaplain that are available for the spiritual well-being of the family as well as the patient. We have social workers who are also available who come out and they provide support for if they need extra care in the home, You know, working on caregiver burden. You know, if the family really, you know, it gets to the point where the family can't really care for the patient at home, we help them to transition to, you know, whether it be a long-term care facility or if they actually need an inpatient hospice unit.
Right. And there are such things.
And there are such things. Yeah. We do transfer patients to Philip Huletar, which is the hospital in Providence, which is run by Hope.
Mm-hmm.
We have no problems transferring patients there. We could also send them to Newport Hospital, where we do general inpatient care there as well.
And really to any of the nursing homes in the area.
We work
very closely with any of the, you know, Village House and Grand Islander and St. Clair's and Saconnet Bay. We're in all of them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And really the stories from the families, Bruce, I mean, the letters that we get of thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I never knew what hospice was like and how much this made their family member made it. We had a story recently of a family member who made it to a wedding.
Oh.
And when we had our annual service of remembrance, we actually ended up playing one of the songs that that had been played at the woman's wedding.
Oh,
and
goodness.
And the family was just, you know, they were just so overwhelmed by it.
God.
It was just really something. Yes, the beautiful Salve singers came and did such a nice job for us. So, it's really a full... And 12 months of bereavement, 13 months of bereavement care for the families afterwards.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So important. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Pat Aruda, Betty Karras, tell us about the anniversary celebration and the time we have left.
We're heading into our 75th year, so there's going to be some things going on. So this Saturday will be the anniversary of our founding by some local families and that really cared about what was going on in the town and the health and you know, sanitary conditions and making things better. So we're really going to look at all of the things that we do, including the home health and the maternal child health and rehab, and really try to celebrate those over the course of the next 2 years to really show 75 years of commitment to the community.
Wonderful. And how can we find out more about Visiting Nurse Home and Hospice?
Well, you can give us a call at 401-682-2100. We're happy to send you our book of services or this week's Newport This Week. There's a QR code in our ad where you can just scan that and get our book of services. But even if you want just more information about things like hospice, we can talk to you about that and work with your doctor or your family member's doctor to get that started.
Excellent. Well, we wish you another 75.
Thank you
so much, Bruce.
We do, too.
We do, too. Absolutely.
So good to talk to you. Thank you very much. Pat Aruda, Manager Hospice Services. Betty Karras, Chief Advancement Officer, Visiting Nurse Home and Hospice of Newport, Rhode Island. Thanks very, very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Here on FM 101.1 and AM 1540.